Thank you, Geraldine, and thank you for the opportunity to come here this afternoon and to be here this morning and hear all the wonderful speakers in relation to the work that's going on in relation to dementia care. As Geraldine said, I work in the Nursing Plan Development Unit in Donegal. I have a regional post and I have many aspects to my post, so advanced practice is one of them, which is great. And the other part of that is about practice development and supporting teams to develop practice in person-centred ways. So today I'd just like to give you an overview of the Donegal Person-Centred Care Programme or project. And I would like to be clear from the outset that I'm here speaking on behalf of all my colleagues within the two dementia units in Donegal in older person services. And that I'm going to give an overview. First of all, I plan just to give an overview of the structure of the programme. And then Sandra is clinical nurse manager in St. Joseph's Community Hospital. She's then going to give her experience in relation to the actual practical aspect of it. So thank you again. So this morning we heard a lot about the word person-centeredness came up quite a lot. And that's what we're about. What we're looking at is developing cultures of person-centeredness, which are responsive to people with dementia and the staff that work with them, and the carers and the community, responsive to their needs. So here we go. Sorry now. Hitting the buttons. So just to start off with, I thought I would give you an overview of just the two dementia units that I'm working in. So in Donegal, there's 11 community hospitals in this very large county. There's 11 community hospitals spread throughout the community, spread throughout the county, and there's two dementia-specific units. One's in the north of the county, in Carndonagh, and it's Ardeven. It's just there. And one's then in the east of the county, and that's in St. Joseph's Community Hospital in Stranraer, and that's called Woodville. Both of these units are 16-bedded. They're 16-bedded units, and they care for people within their community who require assessment, respite, and long-term care as well. So I thought I would then just, before I start into what the project is about, I thought I would give you a definition of what person-centeredness means and means to us in the programme team. It's an approach to practice established through the formation and fostering of therapeutic and healthful relationships between all caregivers, persons receiving care, and others that are significant in the life of the person living with dementia. I suppose we go back to the whole thing about collaboration and partnership, and that's like underpinned by all of that. It's underpinned as well by the values of respect and understanding of persons, the acknowledgement of individuals' right to self-determination. It's enabled by a culture that empowers and fosters people's potential, and that's what we're about, really. So we started back, the project started in 2016. It's a partnership between ourselves and Queen Margaret University in Scotland. We have a lead facilitator, Professor Jan Dewing, who's what we call our external facilitator. I'm an external facilitator within the county, and I also work with Maura, who's a practice development coordinator for Donegal. She's also an external facilitator. And we work with the teams within both of the units in relation to developing care. The purpose of the project is to enhance and support a person-centred philosophy of care for people with dementia, their families, carers, and wider community. And I think that's a really, really important part. It's really about everyone. It's focused on the person with dementia, of course, and it's also about that wider community and what we can do to actually use that integration philosophy and to sort of bring people together and get people on, you know, on a person-centred journey. The aims of the project are to facilitate the healthcare team to focus on well-being by developing a person-centred and evidence-formed context, a culture for everyone. And we do that by looking at assessing the culture and looking at doing observations of care in relation to particular aspects of the daily routine. And I'll go into that a little bit later We want to explore the experiences of persons with dementia and the healthcare team to influence person-centred innovation, to develop general and specialist knowledge and skills in person-centred dementia care within the teams, within both of the units, to contribute to the National Dementia Strategy objectives and quality improvement strategies as well, and to build capacity within the healthcare team to enable them to articulate their shared values about person-centred dementia care and actually put those values into action in a very structured and person-centred way. So what were the antecedents to actually the project? So we started back in 2016. We had the dementia strategy in 2014. But prior to that, we had built up, from the nursing development unit, we had built up collaborations with older person services, and we worked very closely in relation to supporting and developing practice. So we had good relationships, and we got a request to sort of, maybe we'd look more closely at the person-centred philosophy that was in place and see if we can move towards more person-centeredness, because I think you have to acknowledge that there is a lot of great work there, and we wanted to improve services and facilities and how we work with people. That was another thing. There was a regional workshop in Donegal across CHO1 back in 2014, and at that workshop it was multidisciplinary and included carers and members of the healthcare team and so forth. So that was one of the things that was identified, that we would need to develop more person-centred ways of working. We have partnerships, as I said, and collaborations in place with the University, Queen Margaret University, with NMPD, and particularly with older person services. The methodology we use is a practice development methodology, and what we do is we have two implementation teams in both of the units. 10 of our team have attended a practice development school in Scotland to introduce us to this innovative way of working, and practice development in itself is built upon the philosophy and the underpinnings of person-centeredness. This is the framework that we work towards. We have multidisciplinary teams in both sites, but we actually come together as a practice development or a person-centered group every 2 weeks approximately, and this is our framework. It's by Professor McCormick and Professor McCants, and it looks at all the different perspectives in relation to what person-centeredness is. Because as I say, we heard a lot about it this morning, but you know, this is our theoretical framework. So one of the really key things about the project was the actual support from the strategic level, from a service, you know, from Gwen at service manager level, right down. So we had a lot of support in relation to this outer ring. So this framework actually dictates the different requirements in relation to having these person-centered outcomes that you need. So we need to have like a good macro, we need to have health and social care policy in place, which we have. So that's our framework, one out of time. And this is our Donegal framework for developing person-centeredness for our program. We started back in 2016. There is an end date on this, but really the end date is immaterial. It's just more for project and funding. The project was funded by the Older Person Services and the Nursing Development Unit, the key organised. So what we did was we thought we'd have something visual that we could explain what we're doing. Sandra's going to go into that a little bit more. We work with National Quality Improvement Strategy and Policy. We've got frameworks in theory. Facilitation is a key part of our programme. As I spoke about, we have external and internal facilitators. We work with participatory principals. We work with people with dementia, and also we work with all of the healthcare teams. So what we want to do is bring that partnership together and actually have some action in practice and learn and development in practice. That's just the HSE framework for quality improvement. Just put that in there. These are the key themes of our program, and the aim is, oh dear, the aim is centered on a culture of person-centered quality care. The project structure, as I said, has three main principles, and it's about collaboration, inclusion, and it's participatory in nature. And I think that was the key themes that we heard this morning in relation to developing care for people with dementia. Okay, so at this stage now, I'd like to pass you over to Sandra, who's a clinical nurse manager in St. Joseph's Community Hospital.
Hello everybody, as Liz said, my name's Sandra and I am the ward manager in the dementia unit in Stranorlar, and Mairead is the ward manager in the dementia unit in Ardavin. We work quite closely together and we have been progressing this last year and a half. We have been doing lots of work, and I would just like to talk a little bit about what we're doing on the ground level, away a little bit from the higher up stuff. So for ourselves, the biggest thing that we have been doing is we've been starting on what we call little money projects. And the money projects have been about brought about through what we have been doing through our person-centred moments. Person-centred moments is an idea that was brought up by Jan Dewing, our professor over in Scotland. And what Jan wanted us to do was to look when we were at our work every day to see what we could do to enhance the life of someone who's coming into us on a daily basis for their care. And it was looking at not just plonking somebody in a day room and sticking on a DVD or watching a football match or something like that. So we looked at what we were doing and we were able to go around. The staff didn't realise they were doing it until we looked at ourselves to see what we were doing first. And then when they became more aware of their own way of working, they were able then to take that out into the day-to-day routine with our people. So things like any moment, and it is only a moment, that we can catch with one of the people with us and our unit that gives them that spark where they can smile, they can engage with us, where they feel like they are themselves, then that is a person-centred moment. So examples of that was things like, there was a gentleman one day, there was music playing, he was standing outside the day room, he was swaying from side to side. One of the girls came down the corridor, she took him by the hand, she took him into the sitting room, she waltzed round and round the day room four or five times, he was beaming from ear to ear. Mary walked on then about her own business, and he just was so lit up inside, and it was that little moment that we were able to capture, and it's those little moments that we need to expand on, and those little moments that we need to make more often. And to me, that is the essence of what our project is. It's making life better for the people that we care for. And by doing those little things, that's what we're doing every day. And I think lots of people do that, but they don't realise they're doing that. So we have been to PD school, as Liz said, in Scotland. And there is another PD school coming up now in Ballyliffin, which is down near Cairndonagh. And lots more staff will attend it. And when they become more aware and look at the way they work themselves, these little moments should be much more easily captured and expanded upon. So within these little moments and things that we have been doing, then we have been doing projects, the money projects within these, which to start with, we have our boat and our flower, which is our vision, which is out here in the corridor. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but they're still out there. What we feel we need to be doing, our own learning, we're progressing. It's all evidence-based. Liz had talked about all that sort of stuff. We want to just work on the ground and make these things, you know, more appealing, that when people come into us, that it's not a scary place to come to, that they are happier and that their families are happier. So the person-centred moments should sit within the centred petal here in the very middle, you know, and it's all brought around by our observations, our taking good background information from families about their relatives, what they like to do, what they like to engage in, but not doing it in a big, big way, because the big, big way won't work. We need to do it in a small way. This is just ourselves. We're working this one here. I just want to mention, we do actually have a Twitter account. There's been a lot of talk about social media, but we do have a Twitter account, and we weren't playing on our phones this day. We were just getting established. I have to thank Maura for that, because that wouldn't have been my thing at all. And then this is just what we, the petal and our boat, and what person-centeredness means to the people in our units. And finally, within our little observations and things that we have been doing, that we have been progressing with, we have brought about a new uniform change where we've got rid of tunics, we wear T-shirts, we are going now with the Hello I Am rather than staff, nurse or MTA or HCA, because nobody knows what these words mean to anybody. And we have changed our breakfast routine, we have changed our medication routine, and through our observations that we're carrying out in the ward, our next money project, which is really, really important, is surrounding language and noise. It is something that has come up in both units. Every time we do the observations, they're all telling us the noise levels are too high, so we need to reduce the noise levels and the whole idea of language. So now we're going to start where we're going to have a project. We're going to get somebody come in to do some information and teaching sessions with the staff, because what we found with language is, my name is Sandra, I don't want to be referred to as darling or love or honey or sweetie or chicken or anything like that. I am Sandra, therefore our people with us have a given name, and we should be calling them by their name and keeping their identity with them as long as possible. So just on behalf of all of the Donegal people, Liz, myself, thank you very much for having us, and that's me.